Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, I'm just going to come out and lay this on you, and then we're going to get to this in the second half of the show. I've got a couple other things I want to do first. But let me just set the stage a little bit. Because we, on Facebook Live today, if you want to join us there, and I thank God for radio and our Christian radio partners and for all of you listening on the radio, and then we've got lots of people that listen and watch on Facebook. If you want to watch and be a part of the show right here, literally in the studio, you can do that. Just go to our Facebook page, The Steve Noble Show. But I'm going to get to this. This is the World Economic Forum. I am not, if you've listened to this show for a while, or if you've known me for a while, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist guy. A lot of people send me information and private messages through Facebook and stuff, and I get inundated with videos and all this other stuff. And usually I just kind of like, based on the headline, I'm like, Pizzagate, whatever it is. I'm usually pretty skeptical of that, and I don't see conspiracies all over the place, but this is, after all, 2020, right? So here in North Carolina, early Sunday morning at about 8:03 a.m., I just had awakened. My wife and I were getting ready to go to church, like in person go to church, which is a radical thought, I know. If you're here in Raleigh, that's RFA Church with Pastor Chad Harvey. And it's just been great to go there and be with friends. We're not regular members of RFA, but it's been great. And then all of a sudden, like, is there an animal loose in our attic? Why did I just see some of the pictures up on our thing in the corner of the room, a hutch or whatever you call that thing, an armoire? What? They just moved. What? So you get an earthquake in North Carolina, felt all the way down to Greenville, South Carolina. Just crazy. So in 2020, anything seems possible, right? That's just where we're at. And I haven't even been, as a Christian, as somebody that's been to the seminary, got a master's degree, eschatology end times. I'm generally aware of it. Maybe more than the average bear, but it hasn't been a consistent concern of mine or an interest of mine. I haven't spent a lot of time looking into it. But as we go through this year, and it's what, August 11th? So we're in the eighth month of the year. As we go through this year, every week, it seems, there's another crazy level of 2020. So the World Economic Forum and something called The Reset. Now, check this out. These are some of the most powerful people, powerful organizations, leaders of government around the world. Okay, it's been around since 1971. I'm just going to read some of this to you. Okay, then I'm going to get to this in the second half of the show, but I'm just setting it up. There's an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis. To improve the state of the world, the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. Now, this is real, okay? They're talking about it. They're meeting about it. The people involved, it's crazy, okay? Stay with me. The context, this is reading from their own website, okay? The COVID-19 crisis and the political, economic, and social disruptions it has caused is fundamentally changing the traditional context for decision-making. The inconsistencies, inadequacies, and contradictions of multiple systems. You hear that? What kinds of systems are we talking about? From health and financial to energy and education are more exposed than ever amidst a global context of concern for lives, livelihoods, and the planet. Leaders find themselves at a historic crossroads managing short-term pressures against medium and long-term uncertainties. Here's the opportunity. This is from the World Economic Forum talking about the Great Reset. Here's the opportunity. As we enter a unique window of opportunity to shape the recovery, this initiative will offer insights to help inform all those determining the future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of a global commons. Drawing from the vision and vast experience of the leaders engaged across the forum's communities, which I'll get to, the Great Reset Initiative has a set of dimensions to build a new social contract that honors the dignity of every human being. A new social contract. Have you ever studied U.S. history? The Founding Fathers, a social contract that government serves by the consent of the governed. That's what a representative republic, a democracy that's a representative republic, is based on, social contract. And we, through a biblical worldview, will care for one another as we care for ourselves, right? Our contribution. This is from their website, which I'll link to in a minute. The World Economic Forum has developed a reputation as a trusted platform for informed collaboration and cooperation between all stakeholders, reinforced by a track record of success over five decades. The forum now offers its experience in building purpose. In case you're wondering what just happened, some friends on Facebook Live, gotta love technology, yes and no. So we lost all our internet here in the studio, the new studio. We lost all our internet, so we lost Facebook Live, we lost radio, we lost everything. And I don't normally see, like, I'm not one that sees a demon under every rock, a demon under everything. Every time the power goes out, I'm not, oh, there's a demon going after us again. But in the year 2020, who knows? There's so much spiritual darkness going around, not just here in America, but around the world. And so today, as I'm unpacking something that I kind of heard about, but I didn't really look into it much. I've been looking at it, reading about it, watching some videos and stuff for the last few hours here in the studio. And it's called The Reset, The Great Reset. Okay, The Great Reset. Actually, throw that little logo up on the screen for Facebook Live. And then I'm going to play for you here in a minute. A video of Klaus, the guy that's in charge of the World Economic Forum. He actually started it back in 1971. And this whole thing is just nuts. Okay, they're talking about, based on COVID-19, has basically revealed to us that the whole world system is all broken and needs to be redone. That's why we need to reset the entire thing, a new social contract, to use their language. And I was just going through right before the break and right before we lost the feed, going through all these different leaders, these governmental, political leaders. Okay, Trump was there in January. They're going to meet again this coming January, where they're going to be specifically talking about the Great Reset, which I'll unpack this for you some more as we go, okay? So if you're on Facebook Live, we're going to see a video here in a second of the guy that started the World Economic Forum. Donald Trump was there, Han Zhang, the vice premier of People's Republic of China, Angela Merkel from Germany, Giuseppe Conte, the prime minister of Italy, Prince of Wales was there, Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, Pedro Sanchez, the prime minister of Spain. Then you got the Mohammed Ghani, the president of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, Colombia, Congo, Ecuador, Greece, Ghana, Mongolia, Botswana, Norway, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Netherlands, the Minister of Economic Development of the Russian Federation, all these types of people, right? So these are some of the most powerful people in the world, and not just political leaders, okay? Here's some international organizations that are involved with the World Economic Forum, which is now calling for the Great Reset of the entire world, all economic systems, all political systems, all life on Earth, essentially, is what they're talking about, based on COVID-19 right now, but in a bigger way, based on, whoa, global warming. Okay, this is crazy stuff. And I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not somebody that sees conspiracies all over the place, but this is wild and eschatologically interesting to me. All right, so here's some organizations, international organizations. Antonio Guterres, Secretary General, United Nations. Kristalina Georgieva, Managing Director, International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Roberto Azevedo, Director General, the World Trade Organization. Tedros Ghebreyesus, General Director, World Health Organization, WHO. And by the way, do you see anything here? Do you notice anything about these people that are playing here? Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary General, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Okay. Well, what do all those things have in common? They're not playing well in the sandbox with our current president. Okay. And I'm not all things Trump, but it would appear that a lot of things are about Trump, ultimately. So you got Donald Trump, who spoke at this thing and did not tell them what they wanted to hear. He spoke against socialism. He spoke for capitalism. I don't know what they were thinking inviting him, but that didn't go the way they I'm sure they wanted it. Now, listen to this. Here's some more leaders of the World Economic Forum trying to do the great reset of our entire way of life, not just here in America, but around the world. Leaders from civil society taking part in the meeting included Sharon Burrow, General Secretary, International Trade Union Confederation, Luca Visatini, General Secretary, European Trade Union Confederation, Michael White, listen to this, co-creator, Occupy Wall Street, Kenneth Roth, Executive Director, Human Rights Watch. Human Rights Watch is one of the most godless, uber-leftist, anti-Christian organizations on the planet. Human Rights Watch. Jennifer Morgan, Executive Director of Greenpeace. Seth Berkley, Chief Executive Officer, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. And His All Holiness, Patriarch Bartholomew, that's the Eastern Orthodox Church, equivalent of the Pope. So that's the type of people that were there, okay? The Great Reset. Now again, this is what they're talking about with their summit coming up in January next year, okay? The Great Reset, a unique twin summit to begin 2021. The Great Reset will be the theme of a unique twin summit in January, convened by the World Economic Forum. The Great Reset is a commitment to jointly and urgently build the foundations of our economic and social system for a more fair, sustainable, and resilient future. Can you hear the hiss of the snake? It requires a new, this is right from their website. It requires a new social contract centered on human dignity, social justice, and where societal progress does not fall behind economic development. The global health crisis has laid bare longstanding ruptures in our economies and societies and created a social crisis that urgently requires decent, meaningful jobs. Okay? So follow along. I'm going to get to an article here in a second from The Hill. By Justin Haskins, which he does a great job. He called, the title of the article is Introducing the Great Reset, World Leaders' Radical Plan to Transform the Economy. And way more than that. So, Seth, I want to pull up this video. This is Klaus, the guy that started the World Economic Forum. He's still kind of the head dog. And this is just a little clip from them, just a meeting they had in June. And this is him talking about this opportunity for the Great Reset. Are we ready for that? Okay, go ahead.
It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era. We have a choice. To remain passive, which would lead to the amplification of many of the trends we see today. Polarization, nationalism, racism, and ultimately increased social unrest and conflicts. But we have another choice. We can build a new social contract, particularly integrating the next generation. We can change our behavior to be in harmony with nature again. And we can make sure that the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution are best utilized to provide us with better lives. In short, we need a great reset.
Okay, so in short, we need a great reset. That's the World Economic Forum, okay? Klaus Schwab is the guy you just heard talking, obviously kind of German, Austrian, and we need a great reset. The coronavirus situation worldwide has exposed all these faults in our way of living, and we can't handle it. We have different systems going in different places around the world. So what's the answer to that is uniformity, i.e. a one world system. And isn't it fascinating that they use the phrase social contract? which is a Western civilization reality, a social contract between us and our leaders. Consent of the governed, social contract. We will care for one another. And this is real, and this is going on, and it's growing. And this is eschatologically interesting, as I said, and sobering. And we need the Lord. This is globalism. This is all part of the end times, I believe. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, working our way today through the Great Reset, courtesy of the World Economic Forum. This is something that they are pushing ahead on. This is nothing short of the overthrow of the entire world system. Whether you're talking about how things are done in East Asia, or you're talking about Western civilization, you're talking about democracies, representative republics, whatever. This is a globalist, one world system. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And they are out and proud with it. It seems like everything's come out of the closet these days, and then everything's trying to push biblical Christianity back into the closet. But they are out and proud. They were talking about it at their meeting in January. They just had another kind of an emergency meeting that they did via a video in June. And now they've got their big reset. The Great Reset is their big push, the World Economic Forum at Davos next January. This past January, Trump was there. Trump is against a lot of the organizations that are a part of this. That's one of the themes you'll see through the World Economic Forum, is a whole lot of people and organizations and countries and leaders that hate Trump, because Trump is a somewhat of a nationalist, patriotic, America first capitalist. And he went in there and said, we're not for socialism. Well, these guys are for socialism. That's exactly what they are. So the Great Reset is real. And again, if you're just joining us on the show, I am not a conspiracy theorist guy. I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of messages and stuff. People send me stuff all the time. And most of the time I'm like, it looks like, smells like, acts like conspiracy stuff. There's so much stuff on the internet. So I'm very skeptical. But started watching From the Remnant, which is a Catholic news source, not part of the Catholic Church, by the way, very conservative. And started watching some information there, and I reached out to the guy that runs that network to see if I can get him on the show. And then reading other things, and then spending time at the Great Reset World Economic Forums. That's their actual website. It's the same thing that happens when you spend the time, and I hope you will. You have to look at the Black Lives Matter website. You have to. You owe it to your countrymen. You owe it to yourself. All right, you have to look at it. You have to be aware. Now, again, there's a temptation for Christians to be too much in the world or not enough. Okay, we tend to go one direction or the other, where you can have a real problem there. You can say, "Hey, the world is all going to fall away." You can be like, go join our friends up in Pennsylvania and just pull yourself out. Who cares? You read the end of the book and we win. That kind of mentality. Okay, that's an abandonment theology mentality. Or you can be so involved in the world, so involved in politics, that you would be what I would call, and what I used to be, a political idolater. Sometimes I struggle with that. And it's save America, save America, save America. And we don't really think about seeing Americans saved. We have a very temporal, earthly perspective. We don't have nearly as much consternation about the lost or discipleship as we do the political realm. I'm not saying the political realm isn't important, but sometimes we act like that's all it is. And so you have to be involved. You have to be educated, because you have to know what's going on in the world in order to be an effective steward of God's truth. And all these things affect people. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if you just pull out, if you have nothing to do with it, while the world goes down the tube and these things have real effects on real people, then you're not loving your neighbor as yourself. You're only caring for yourself. But then we can't be so earthly minded that we're no heavenly good, right? We hear all those old sayings. So you've got this whole thing with Black Lives Matter. But if you go to the website, The Great Reset from the World Economic Forum, you read for yourself and you will be disturbed. You should be disturbed. If this doesn't bug you, you're not paying attention. And especially this year, when we see the globalist agenda moving forward. And again, I don't usually even talk like this, okay? But these things are happening, and I'm just reading actual information from their actual website. This is what these people think. And it's deeply dark and satanic on so many different levels. Okay, so I want to work through this article. So this is Justin Haskins, who's the editorial director at the Heartland Institute. This is an article on June 25th of this year in thehill.com. For decades, progressives have attempted to use climate change to justify liberal policy changes. But their latest attempt, a new proposal called the Great Reset, is the most ambitious and radical plan the world has seen in more than a generation. And that is not hyperbole, by the way. Again, go look at the Great Reset website. You'll see it for yourself. At a virtual meeting earlier in June, hosted by the World Economic Forum, some of the planet's most powerful business leaders, government officials, and activists announced a proposal to reset the global economy. Instead of traditional capitalism, the high-profile group said the world should adopt a more socialistic policy, such as wealth taxes, additional regulations, and massive Green New Deal-like government programs. Of course, these are all the people that are the elitists and fly into Davos in private jets, okay? So this is the elite who will talk about socialism, they'll talk about Marxism, they'll talk about ways to help the people, but really all they are is slave masters. And all of the rest of us, the population of the earth, are their slaves. That's the deal. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed, wrote Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, in an article published on the World Economic Forum's website. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism, unquote. And the World Economic Forum, I read earlier, you go look at their website, attended by 1,000 of the most powerful business leaders in the world, governmental leaders, organizational social leaders, and a lot of them are totally anti-Trump type people. Okay, so you see Trump is a problem here for a lot of these folks. Schwab also said that all aspects of our societies and economies must be revamped, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Joining Schwab at the WEF event was Prince Charles, one of the primary proponents of the Great Reset, Gina Gopinath, the chief economist of the International Monetary Fund, Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations, and CEOs and presidents of major international corporations such as Microsoft and British Petroleum. Activists from groups such as Greenpeace International, a variety of academics also attended the event or have expressed their interest for the Great Reset. Although many details about the Great Reset won't be rolled out until the World Economic Forum meets in Davos next January, the general principles of the plan are clear. The world needs massive new government programs and far-reaching policies comparable to those offered by American socialists such as Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the Green New Deal plan. Or, put it another way, we need a form of socialism. This is an article in The Hill from June 25th, written by Justin Haskins. He makes some great points here. We need to design policies to align with investment in people and in the environment, said the General Secretary of the International Trade Union. But above all, the longer-term perspective is about rebalancing economies. One of the main themes of the June meeting was that the coronavirus pandemic has created an important, they call it an opportunity, for many of the World Economic Forum's members to enact their radical transformation of capitalism, which they acknowledge would likely not have been made possible without the pandemic. A golden opportunity, they called it, to seize something good from this crisis. This is a direct quote. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change, said Prince Charles. Adding later, it's an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. God help us. You might be wondering how these leaders plan to convince the world to completely alter its economy over the long run, since the COVID-19 pandemic most assuredly won't remain a crisis forever. So what do they use? What's even bigger than COVID-19? Climate change, right? Quote, the threat of climate change has been more gradual than COVID-19, but its devastating reality for many people and their livelihoods around the world and its ever greater potential to disrupt surpass even that of COVID-19, Prince Charles said. According to the World Economic Forum, its 2021 Davos Summit will include thousands of members of the Global Shapers community, youth activists located in foreign cities across the planet, like Greta Thunberg, so she was there in January, however you say her last name. The Global Shapers program was involved in the widespread climate strikes of 2019, and more than 1,300 of them have already been trained by the Climate Reality Project. Listen to this. The highly influential, well-funded climate activist organization run by former Vice President Al Gore, who serves on the World Economic Forum's Board of Trustees. This is getting deeper and darker by the minute, right? So the question is, and I'm going to keep going here. The question is, what do we do about it as Christians? Am I going to run around? Am I Chicken Little? The sky's falling? No. Will the sky eventually fall? Yes. And then Christ comes back, establishes heaven on earth. Every account will be settled. No more injustice. Heaven comes to earth. Everything's done at that point. And then we're ushered into the new heavens and the new earth. Praise God for all that. But in the meantime, we have billions and billions and billions of people around the earth that are going to be affected and, in fact, enslaved by this type of program, the Great Reset. For those of us who support free markets, the Great Reset is nothing short of terrifying. This is back to the article. Our current crony capitalist system may have many flaws, to be sure, but granting more power to the government agents who created that crony system and eroding property rights is not the best way forward. America is the world's most powerful, prosperous nation precisely because of the very market principles the Great Reset supporters loathe, not in spite of them. No kidding. So America, once again, you could say it's all about Trump, partially. You could say it's all about anti-Americanism, partially. But ultimately, for a lot of the world, especially for the globalists, what does America ultimately represent? Not perfectly. I'm not talking about theologically in the eyes of God. I'm talking about in the eyes of the godless around the world. What does America represent? God bless America. So underneath all of this is spiritual darkness, human rebellion, and Satan himself. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Cause you are more than I could ever dream, this world could ever see, forever I'm discovering Jesus. Well, perfectly consistent with 2020, thanks to my buddy Fred Von Cannon, who's running, by the way, for North Carolina House. And we're going to do a show. I'm going to do a show with Fred and Matthew Winslow, who's also running here in the state of North Carolina. We're going to do a show next week on Christians and voting and Christians' political involvement. Biden makes his pick. Joe chooses Kamala Harris, once a harsh critic, to be his 2020 running mate. In presidential race, that's going to be fascinating because she's got a lot of baggage behind her. She's got some issues with law enforcement behind her. She's got all kinds of crazy stuff behind her. Kamala Harris. So you knew it was going to be a woman because it had to be. And you knew it was going to be a black woman because it had to be. Joe Biden doesn't have a choice. Not that Joe Biden's capable of making a lot of choices right now, which I know sounds harsh, but I say that just because Joe Biden is clearly beginning to lose it as an elderly man. Yet they're off and running. So Kamala Harris, which, by the way, if, God forbid, Joe Biden were to win in November, he just showed us who the actual president's going to end up being. Because Joe Biden, I think from everything I've seen, I think you know this. I'm not just bashing this older gentleman. He's not capable of being the president of the United States. So you might have the cabinet make that decision for him. You might have his health make that decision for him. But if he wins, Kamala Harris will be the next president of the United States. Welcome once again to 2020. So we're talking about the Great Reset. I put the links up on Facebook. So Facebook Live, if you want to join us there right here in the studio, you can do that. Just the Steve Noble Show on Facebook. But I've got the links up there for the Great Reset from the World Economic Forum, which is what I've been talking about most of the show. I put a link up there for Black Lives Matter, their about page. So when you go look at these organizations, you'll see there is a confluence going on here where they're all going to end up being a part of the same gang. Right? And it's all starting to really set up nicely, regardless of your end times theology, where Jesus comes back, vanquishes his enemies, the enemies of God, all accounts are settled. This is all the Antichrist, tribulation, wherever you're, if you're premillennial, amillennial, postmillennial, whatever it is. Wow, it's just amazing. I've never seen anything like it. Have you? And we're 8 months into 2020. and the whole world's upside down. So let me finish this article, and then I'm going to bring it home and show you some things that are happening in America that show you exactly what's going on. The Great Reset being a reset of the entire world economy, governmental systems, to what? A one-world system. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Making matters worse from this article that was at The Hill. The left has already proven throughout the COVID-19 pandemic that it can radically transform political realities in the midst of a crisis. So it's not hard to see how the Great Reset could eventually come to fruition. Think about that. How could they reset the entire world? Somebody asked me that question earlier. How could they do that? Because most people just go along. Most people aren't activists. Most people don't get involved. Most people just want to pay their bills and get to Disney at some point before they die. That's it. Okay, I know it's a little deeper than that, but you understand my point. So most people are just caught up in it. That's why I call America now, for the most part, is an oligarchy. An oligarchy is a form of government that's run by a very small, very powerful group of people. You think that all of Congress is running America now? The federal government? It's much smaller than that. Can you imagine George W. Bush or Bill Clinton printing trillions of dollars and mailing it to millions of people who didn't lose their jobs? The author of this article writes, this would have been unthinkable just a couple of decades ago. Today, this policy garners bipartisan support. Bigger government pushes us more and more towards socialism. Okay, that's what's happening here. Prince Charles was right. The present pandemic is a golden opportunity for radical change. And if Al Gore, Prince Charles, and the rest of the World Economic Forum can convince enough people that attempting to stop climate change is also worth dramatically pushing humanity toward greater governmental control, then radical and catastrophic change is exactly what we're going to get. It's not going to come from the sky and the weather, though. I'm adding this. It's going to come from the elite who will control everything. And everything's moving in this direction. And again, I am not given to conspiracy theories. I don't generally talk about globalism, but the more I'm reading, the more I'm seeing, the more alarmed I am. And then I praise the Lord that I do not sink all my stock into this world right now. One day he will settle every account. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord. So let me bring this home. A couple articles here, a couple stories here, and then we'll finish up. Black Lives Matter. Okay, so you saw what happened in Chicago. I lived in Chicago for years, still have family there. Overnight, Sunday night into Monday morning, you saw what happened there, okay? So this is from an article. I think this was in Daily Wire. Black Lives Matter holds rally in Chicago to support those arrested after looting. What? Black Lives Matter members in Chicago held a rally on Monday to support the more than 100 people arrested last night, overnight, Sunday night, following widespread looting and rioting that caused at least $60 million in property damage and saw 13 police officers injured. The rally was organized by Black Lives Matter Chicago and was held at a police station. Wait till you hear the gal that runs Black Lives Matter in Chicago. Wait till you hear what she says. Held at a police station in the South Loop, where organizers say individuals are currently being held in custody. At least one organizer called the looting tantamount to reparations. This is Ariel Atkins. Okay, check this out. Quote, I don't care if someone decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike store because that makes sure that person eats, said Ariel Atkins, a Black Lives Matter organizer, according to NBC Chicago. That makes sure that person has clothes. That, she said, is reparations. Anything they wanted to take, they can take it because these businesses have insurance. So you're allowed to take anything. You guys on Facebook Live can see this young lady right there on the screen. You can take anything you want because if you're black, because that's reparations and you're owed that. You see where this goes? This is right back to the days of the French Revolution. This sounds like the third Batman movie. When we drag all the rich people out in the street and the common people take over and violence is allowed and encouraged. The unrest was prompted by a social media post urging people to converge on Chicago's business district after police shot a man on the south side around 2:30 p.m. This is on Sunday. Officers had responded to a call about a man with a gun in the Inglewood neighborhood. While being pursued by police, the man who was on foot turned and fired shots at officers before being struck himself and taken to a local hospital. Latrell Allen, age 20, was charged with attempted murder, but a video posted on Facebook around 6:30 p.m. Sunday night falsely claimed that officers had shot and killed a 15-year-old boy. Did you hear that? Did you hear that on social media? Did you see it on Twitter, if you're on Twitter? That was the narrative going around. Chicago cops shot and killed a 15-year-old boy. That was all just a trigger. The shooting prompted hundreds of people to descend on downtown Chicago early Monday, with vandals smashing the windows of dozens of businesses and making off with merchandise, cash machines, and anything else they could carry, police said. I put a video up of a guy driving his Audi into the windows of one of these upper-end stores, just crushing the window, hit it two or three times. The crowd's urging him on, and I know this isn't politically correct, but the crowd was almost 100% African-American. And that's Black Lives Matter? So now, because of our racist past, you have a right to do whatever you want. Lawlessness begets more lawlessness. That is the human condition. That is the sin condition of humanity. This was not an organized protest. Rather, this was an incident of pure criminality. Police Superintendent David Brown told reporters, this was an act of violence against our police officers and against our city. BLM organizers criticized police reports surrounding the shooting. BLM Chicago issued a statement obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times that read, that, quote, the mayor clearly has not learned anything since May. And she would be wise to understand that the people will keep rising up until the Chicago Police Department is abolished and our black communities are fully invested in. Meaning, take whatever you want. Or as Catherine said on Facebook Live, Lord of the Flies. That's exactly right. And the globalists love this, because the globalists will come in and promise to these guys, you're going to see Black Lives Matter and Antifa virtually merge. Because what they want is the destruction of America, the destruction of Western civilization, because they're so lost that they actually think they can institute something better. Lost people with no guidance from the truth of God's word think they're going to enact something better. And the same exact people, same exact mindset, in the 20th century alone killed about 110 million people. Atheist, communistic, socialistic regimes. Kill, steal, and destroy. Does that sound familiar? Who does that? Black Lives Matter? Yep. Antifa? Yep. Satan? Yep. Bring tools, ski mask, and gloves. Chicago police reveal social media posts that may have triggered the riots and the looting. Attention, attention, looting starting at 12 a.m., the post reads. We will not be effing up the south side, east side, or west side, downtown area and up north area only. Bring your tools, ski mask, and gloves. This is organized crime, which they should be going after this girl that's the head of BLM in Chicago, like probably under RICO as an organized crime leader, because that's where this is going. Then let's jump to the other coast. This has just happened. Seattle police chief resigns after Democrat city council votes to cut the police budget. That place is coming unglued because people are basically good. No, we are not. I love the Puritan writer that once said, the seed of every sin exists in every human heart. We're not basically good. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best has officially resigned after the Democrat-controlled Seattle City Council voted on Monday to slash millions of dollars from the Seattle Police Department. Chief Best has been an outspoken critic of the council's plans to cut the SPD's budget, citing concerns over public safety in a scenario where the department is forced to lose personnel. She has served as SPD's police chief since 2018 after moving through the ranks as an officer, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and deputy chief. And by the way, it obviously doesn't matter that she's a black female. Best move to retire also comes after the city council announced on Monday that it was cutting roughly nearly $3 million from the budget. They're going to cut 32 officers from the patrol. They're going to reduce specialized units, including officers assigned to mounted unit. School resource officers, get them out of there. Cut $56,000 from training. Cut recruitment and retention, $800,000. And Rome will burn. And that's where we're at. So what do? Be informed. Speak out. Tell the truth. Point people like we're the watchman on the wall, like the scripture calls us to. Point people to the truth, the realities of what's happening around us, and point them to the ultimate reality that the only peace, the only security, the only escape from this madness is right through Jesus Christ himself, through the cross, into the arms of your heavenly Father. Pray, be informed, speak the truth, get the gospel out. This is Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about socialism, God willing. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.